SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Ladies and gentlemen,
please welcome.
It's the opening kickoff with Carver and Lisi.
Carver and Lisi with you, Sports Grid Radio, Sirius XM, channel 159. Great to have you with us here on the grid. 844-843-6879 is the number. Very busy hour. We'll go through a lot of the NFL. We're still watching the baseball. We're going to start turning towards week two with some of these matchups. I want to get George's thoughts. I want to get through a couple of other things from week one first. Mike Carver. With you, no Joe, sans Lisi. He's out looking for Joey McGuire in Lubbock, Texas. George Kurtz is with us. Gentlemen, George, as we get ready to move along here, hour two of C&L. Okay, George, a couple of other things just from week one, and then I want to start asking about a few of these other games. Number one, my team. And yeah, I'm going to pump up my team for a little bit here because obviously I haven't gotten on Carver and Lisi since the Bills beat the Arizona Cardinals on Sunday. George, I've called this year a transition year for the Buffalo Bills. I do not think this is a rebuild. I don't think it's like a retool, right, George? Isn't that else what they say? They're going to retool a little bit. They moved out a lot of guys who were there for that whole five-year run that just kept ending at the same exact spot every single year. And this year is a retool to start putting new, younger pieces around Allen to then take a second potential five-year window where maybe they can bring, finally, a return trip to the Super Bowl or a championship to the city of Buffalo. But if he's going to do, George, the stuff that he did on Sunday, which is go nuts, and listen, Allen does what he does. He runs. He's an absolute, and listen, in terms of fantasy, he's an absolute pig when they get inside the 10. I mean, you cannot get involved with any Buffalo running back because Josh Allen's going to be the guy who 75 to 80% of the time, he's the guy that's going to make sure he's taking it in. Not saying you don't trust anyone. George, he's just that good down there. I don't think that there's any reason to try to, because he doesn't get hurt too either. Knock on wood. Me and Scotty were talking about this yesterday. He takes a ton of huge hits, and thank God he never gets any major injuries where he misses a lot of time. But if he's going to go off like that, with that supporting cast, George, there's no digs anymore. There's no great defense anymore. And if Josh Allen leads the Bills to 11, 12 wins, wins the AFC East again, they're one of the top two or three seeds in the AFC. He might get that MVP award this year, George. He might. And it's very early and it's overreaction week one. But that is a much different supporting cast. And if he does it without all those guys he's had the last 5 years, he's going to absolutely have a chance to win that award.
I think Josh Allen, you can make an argument, is one of the most important players to a team in the NFL. I know Lamar Jackson would have to be up there, right, because everything he does for Baltimore, he's always in that offense, moves as well. But you said it pretty well there. They need Allen to be Allen. I always sort of laughed when we heard McDermott say, at some point during training camp, oh, we don't want him to run the ball as much. Well, if he does it, you're not going to score as much, all right, because you don't have the weapons there to throw to, right? You have to unleash him almost. He's a bull, all right? One thing about Lamar Jackson, you get Jackson, you'll take him down. Josh Allen, one-on-one, you may not take him down. Right? He ain't giving up. He's going for it, which is probably, in some ways, would infuriate me if I was a Buffalo Bill fan. Sometimes, you know, slide, Josh. You already got the first down. I don't need you taking hits. Go out of bounds. Slide. You know, that's the way I am with the quarterbacks here. It's hard not to respect this player. I know he catches a lot of grief for whatever reason. All right, maybe because he throws a lot of picks. I get he does turn the ball over here. But he has to be the man this year. Now, I don't think Buffalo is going to be quite the team that you and Gabe want them to be. I think they're a playoff team. But as far as one of the top teams, I just don't see it. Unless Keon Coleman's going to be that guy or Shakir's going to be that guy. I'm not so sure I see it. And for the love of God, as someone who's big on Kincaid, really? One? One? All right, well, no tight ends just suck this week, period. But come on, Kincaid. We got to get his touchdown.
I'll say first on Kincaid, George, I'll say this. I read all the breakdowns through all the Bill guys, and I'm looking at everything. They all say Arizona basically said, we are not allowing it. Like, they were going to take one thing away from Josh Allen on Sunday. They doubled. I think it was like 75% of the snaps they had two guys on Dalton Kincaid. They just were not going to allow him to be the guy that Josh Allen threw to. They wanted him throwing to Mac Collins and Keon Coleman and all these other guys, these new guys that he has out there at his disposal. So I think we just give Arizona a little bit of credit there that they shut. They took Kincaid completely off the field. And George, he's going to have big games. You know, I think it's unavoidable. I think Thursday night, I think that's a game that could see a lot of points between the Bills and the Dolphins, because they always see a lot of points when those two get together. And Allen's 11-2 against the Miami Dolphins. He destroys them. But I'll say one thing against what you said there. I know you said you and Gabe expect. I have come into this year without those expectations. What I'm saying to you is, if he leads them to 11-12 wins, which I'm not so sure he's going to do. I'm very pessimistic when it comes to this stuff. If he does that, he will be in the conversation with this group that he's going to have with him, because that's going to elevate him even higher, that the group he has around him, that he takes them that far. So that's all that I'm saying in terms. And you saw him go from 8-1 to what? Plus 550, I think, on most of the boards for MVP. He had the highest jump in terms of moving up the board after 1 week. So that makes George, awful. Me and Gabe talked about this last week when he was on Coast to Coast with me when Scotty was out. Like, this was the week to use all these big survivor pools, which got destroyed with the Bengals this week.
Ugh.
This was the week to use Buffalo, because you ain't using Buffalo again for the rest of the year. Their schedule is impossible.
You got New England twice, so I wouldn't say you're not using. But those two New England games are week 16 and week 18.
Week 16 and week 18.
Survivor's probably over by then. But man, their schedule. I mean, for those who don't know, it's Miami, Jacksonville, Baltimore, Houston, Jets. Tennessee, fine. Seattle, Miami, Indy, Kansas City, San Fran, Rams, Detroit. Rams, I mean, damn. Like, you're playing a who's who of the NFL.
They have, and that's, I think, another reason why, George, you have a lot of high-profile games there. And if he ever got to that 11 or 12 wins with that schedule and that supporting cast, he's going to win his first MVP this season. He's going to absolutely have a chance to go and do that. But he's the most overrated player in the NFL, George. So you just have to ask people who know. He's the most overrated player in the league.
I hate that they have Buffalo-Miami on Thursday night. We all know that Thursday games are unfair, right? They're unfair for everybody anyway. You should not have an important divisional game on a Thursday night. It's just not right. Especially for one, whoa, what's going on in Philadelphia? Did we have a little bench clearer here?
Really?
Yeah, we did. Mm. At least I'm only seeing the end of it now, but yeah, there's a bench clearer here between, looks like Bryce Harper's involved. Shocking.
I see Harper on second base now. Now I'm a little bit behind you, I guess.
No, this is streaming. We should be about even here. I'm not watching this on cable or anything.
I just saw him hit a double down the left field line, like a bloop double that landed. Guy fell down. That might, maybe it was from earlier, George.
No, they're still showing this. This is happening now.
Okay, so then I'm way back of you then.
They're about to show
Turner
it now.
Hit
what happened here?
Turner
he hit the next guy.
Homer.
He hit Castellanos.
That's what it is. There it is.
He hit Castellanos, and Castellanos wasn't happy about it.
And Harper runs after him from behind. That's now I'm
here
seeing
we go.
It live, George. This is. Let's go. Harper's really going after him here, George. He wants him.
Once again, Philly's going to be smart here. You have nothing to play for, Philadelphia. Tampa Bay's done.
Yeah.
And you want to get back? Hit the next guy. Hit him.
Things clearly got away from him. We'll come back and get back to this. Turner hit a three-run homer right before Harper. Those things have been getting away from the Rays this inning. Carver, Lisi, George in for Joe. Sports Grid Radio, Sirius XM 159. We're back after this.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
go out on assignment. He'll be back tomorrow. George Kurtz in for Joe tonight. All right, George, just quickly, Guardians up 4-0 after a Lane Thomas 3-run homer. Extended that for them. So they're in the bottom of the sixth. They've sorted things out in Philadelphia where I believe the pitcher was clearly ejected, George. So I see them now. They've brought in this Hunter Biggie to come in. So Castellanos on first, Harper on second after the little fracas that they had. Michael Harris hit his second homer of the night for the Braves. They're up 12-0. Mets are down 5-1 in Toronto. So they're going to go back to even, it looks like. And for that last spot in the NL with the wild card, Reds up 3-0 on the Cardinals. Four games tonight. You like anything tonight, George? Padres, Mariners, good pitching matchup there with Darvish and Kirby's Dreamland. Rangers, Diamondbacks were a long way from them playing in the World Series a year ago. Brewers, Giants, and a good one. I guess that'll be what, George? What time will that be over in the Far East? I guess what, about 10 a.m., 11 a.m., somewhere around there for the Dodgers and the Cubs with Imanaga and Yamamoto. That'll be a very big crowd watching that back home, that's for sure.
Yeah, I'm probably not going to touch that game. I don't know what Yamamoto is going to give you. Is he going to go deep into the game? Is he on a pitch count? You know, they're just trying to build him up now get him ready for the playoffs here. If anything, I might even like the Cubs in this game. I might take the plus 128, a small bet. Nothing drastic there. Probably like the under in that game as well, if I'm going to go there. I'm going to hit the under. The Mariners and Mariners and Padres. Mariners are under anyway, right? So a good pitching matchup today. I'll take the under there. Once again, not a big play, but I don't see many runs being scored in this game at all. It smells like a 3-2 game for me. Milwaukee, San Fran. I like the Brewers, although I don't love them. But I like them. I'll take the minus 118 there. So, yeah, there are some plays I like, but nothing huge, Mike. I'm not going to say anything big here. I wanted to ask you a question that you brought up in the opening. You know, we all know you love to play your taters, right? You like your home run picks here. Do you calm that down at all in September? Weather's cooling off a little bit. Theoretically, we're not going to see as many home runs now.
I mean, George, it's been – we had a really hot stretch from like, I'm going to say mid-July to like towards the end of August, like maybe like the third week in August. And it's been a little icy since then. Thankfully, we did well enough during that period that we had to get it all back. But it has been not the same. The numbers are down. And, I think there's a couple of reasons for it, George. I think the weather's got one thing to do with it. I think a lot of these teams now, it's like, let's get the hell out of here. I really do think that there's a little bit of that, too, once you get down to the last couple of weeks. And for the teams that are playing for something, you know, we're starting to creep into that October mode. Like I was saying to you earlier, like, I don't play the Taters in October because the pitching's better. The games are tighter. There's not going to be as many of them. So I think that you slowly are starting to get into that. And when the football starts, George, that makes it a little harder as well to get into it. Now, I probably was into it a little bit more tonight than in the last week, let's say, because we made a couple bucks with the NFL this weekend. We did pretty good on Sunday and Monday night. So we said, all right, we'll go and have some fun with some taters tonight. And so far, George, hasn't been great for us here tonight. So we're going to try to effort that. But I'm ready for Bills in Miami on Thursday night. That'll get us pumped up again in terms of the football because we had a couple of really good days with it. And I think that's a game that will generate some points. And I normally don't think that, George, about Thursday night games. I think Thursday night games are ones that are very sloppy. I like your point before that. I don't like that they put division games with high stakes like this, especially early in the season on a Thursday night. That is not... I guess if you were going to have one, though, George, would you rather have it now? Be one of the, you know, be the first one to play that short week out of the gate as opposed to week 8, 9, 10 when you really start to get banged up and get bruised? I'd probably rather have it here, right? The second week of the season?
Sure. You know, I don't think games of this magnitude should be played on. I think it's an advantage to Miami. Plus, it's going to be a million degrees there. It's another advantage of Miami, right? They're theoretically more used to the humidity and the heat than the Bills will be. And we all know Thursday, it's an advantage for the home team. You know, the Bills got one less day of practice, so they got to travel there. For an important game like this, if you want to have Thursday games, which as a fan, I love it. Am I looking forward to Thursday night? Absolutely. I can't wait for Buffalo, Miami. It's going to be great. It'll be a fun game here. But I'd probably rather go see, you know, a lesser game. You know, Jets, Tennessee. Okay, fine. You know, could have lived with that. Was like Cleveland, Jacksonville. Could have lived with the Giants, Washington. You know, a lesser game. Not a marquee game. This is a marquee game. You can make an argument. This is the game of the week, right? I'm looking at the schedule now. What's a better game here? I guess Cincinnati at Kansas City at one time was supposed to be, but that's not anymore. Atlanta, Philadelphia on Monday night, but that's a marquee game as well. This is probably your game of the week. So, I guess you want to be nice to the NFL Network or Prime. Whoever has this game, is it Prime now? I forget one of the 8,000 outlets I have to watch every damn game here. So I guess you got to give them something. I think your point is correct. I guess you'd rather play it now than, you know, around Thanksgiving. But still, I'm not a fan of a divisional match. I just don't think you should be playing a divisional matchup on a Thursday. I don't think it's right.
I don't have any problem with that, George. I don't disagree with you at all. You know, don't play the division games. Play some silly game. You know, find an AFC, NFC matchup. Find something else that you can throw in there and get yourself in the mix. We will come back. And like I said, I want to start ripping through some of these other games for this week that are coming up at the end of the week. I am watching now 12-0. They're still on the field here talking about this in Philly. What is the problem? Harper and Castellanos are still kind of meandering around. I guess that
I think
was
you
just
may want to refresh.
Gonna make more. Harvard Lisi Sports Grid Radio. We're here on the grid. We're back after.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Harvard Lisi with you, Sports Grid Radio, Sirius XM 159. Carver Lisi, Carver Sands Lisi, George Kurtz in for Joe. Top of the ninth, right, George, in the Bronx? I'm seeing 5-0 the Royals, top nine. So last chance coming up for the Yankees in the bottom half as they are getting shut out by Kansas City tonight. Not a good scene for them. The Mets have gotten one back. It's 5-2, top of the seventh. They have a man on second and the heart of the order coming up here against Pop. Vientos is up now, who's been hot lately for them. We'll see if he can continue to move guys along here. Well, grounder to third. That's a foul ball. All right, George. Cowboys minus 6.5 against the Saints on Sunday. The Saints, of course, coming off absolutely pounding the Carolina Panthers at home in the Dome. Cowboy home opener after a big win on the road in Cleveland. 46.5. Is the total here, George? Is 6.5 a little heavy for the Cowboys here with the Saints at home?
I think it is, especially if Ferguson's not going to play. All right. People don't realize the Cowboys really only have two receiving threats, right? We all know CeeDee Lamb. Well, Ferguson's the other guy. And if he's out, it's going to make moving the ball very difficult. What did you say earlier about the Buffalo Bills, how the Arizona Cardinals took Kincaid out? Well, all teams should be looking to do that. With CeeDee Lamb as best you can, right? You bracket him, play over one over the top. You don't want CeeDee Lamb to beat you because if you can cover him and keep him in check, you know, Brandon Cooks, Jalen Tolbert, Jalen Brooks, no, that's not really going to be a great there as far as moving the football there. And none of us believe the Cowboys are going to have any kind of great running game here with Ezekiel Elliott, Rico Dotto. I do think it's only a matter of time until Dalvin Cook gets in there as well to see what we have. The Cowboys. This is how they want Cowboys want to play. They want to get on you early, right? They want to get up, you know, two scores, and then here we go. Micah Parsons, Harry Dexlin, Lawrence, here we go. We're coming from everywhere. That's how the Cowboys want to play, make you one-dimensional here. So as long as the Saints can stop that from happening, which I think they can, this should be somewhat of a close game. I think the Cowboys win, but the Saints cover.
Yeah, I'm kind of leaning along the same thoughts, George. What's the deal with Dowdle? Like, why are they don't actually think that Ezekiel Elliott's going to, like, be their main back, right? Like, they don't actually think that. Like, I obviously went and got Dowdle in a bunch of fantasy leagues thinking he's got to eventually be the main back for them, right? I mean, they've used him a little bit the last couple years. He's clearly the youngest choice that they have out of everybody in their stable. Is he going to get more burn, George? Because I was kind of waiting for it on Sunday, and it never happened. I know the game. I actually got more upset, George, because the game was in a situation where it should have been a lot of Dowdle, right? When they're up three scores, in the second half. Maybe he's the guy that's going to get to carry some of the mail. And that just didn't happen. He had like 6 or 7 carries, George. That was it.
I mean, you're asking to think logically. Cowboys don't do that. Well, all right? Cowboys don't do that.
I forgot that.
Why'd you bring Zeke back in the first place? Zeke, if they were smart, Zeke would have a role, short yardage, touchdowns. Yeah, he's very good at that. He's very good at third down, picking up the blitz. He's not afraid to put his body in there and picking it up. That's what he excels at. You know, first and second down, it should be Dowdle. He's the guy. Don't get me wrong. He's not special, but he's a better runner than Zeke is at this point in their careers. But, you know, for whatever reason, Jerry Jones has always loved Zeke. He says nothing but nice things about Zeke. I think he actually believes that Zeke has something left. And in the right spot, he would have something left there. But you're going to play him in a 3-down role. You're out of your mind here. But like I said, if you want me to tell you Dowdle's going to think logically, I can't tell you that, Mike. I got Dowdle in a couple of leagues as well. Am I starting him? Not yet.
Not yet. Not yet, George. We were not starting him yet, that's for sure. Alonzo up now with a man on 3rd and 2 out against Pop. And he hits it down the line, so he's going to get one more shot in that one. Lions -7 at home against the Bucs. This feels heavy to me too, George. The Bucs played well last week. They played well at Detroit in that playoff game last year. Everybody loves the Lions. I kind of like the Bucs with a full touchdown.
Yeah, I always feel the same as the Cowboy game. I think the Lions win. I think there are points coming. I kind of like the over in this game more than I like the over in the Cowboy game. And I think Lions win. You know what? Lions playing in that dome they're a tough team to beat in that dome. But the way to beat them is throwing the football. So I think that's what we're going to go with here. We're going to go with the Lions to win, Bucs to cover, and the over. Amon-Ra Brown, show up.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
SiriusXM 159. Joe will be back tomorrow. After he finds McGuire down there in Lubbock and gives him the business. We always love comments from the listeners, George, and this is actually a pretty good one. Our friend Hogwild, who's a great listener of Carver and Leeds, he listens all the time, has this for us, George. I hope you're ready. Everyone has criticized Thursday Night Football for years over trash games, so we finally get a great matchup, and you and Kurtz are trashing it. He's got a point, George. You know, the games always are awful. This is a juicy matchup, and you're not, because it's a division game, I kind of agreed with you a little bit. I always like when my team's on primetime, because that means I can just zero in and just watch them. So that part of it I'm happy about. But he does make a point, George. We asked for better Thursday night games, and they're giving you one this year.
He's not wrong. All right, he's not wrong. It's a valid point, right? We do bitch and moan about the quality games. I don't think I cared, by the way. Do we really care? We watch anyway. All right, you can throw two 1 in 15 teams up there. We're going to watch, and we're going to bet. You know, fantasy, whatever it might be. We're still watching no matter what. If the numbers didn't tell you that the advantage was to the home team so much, I probably wouldn't care as much. But they do tell you that. And listen, I'm also that guy who hates the games in London, Germany, Brazil. I think it's crazy. Football, 1 of 17 to have a game, you know, across the pond, wherever they're going to play. Those games are too important here. Then you hear Goodell say he wants to get events to have 16 games. At least they seem to have given up having the European division, which is just idiotic in the first place. So get off my lawn, by the way. How about that? All right. But like, so me personally, I'll watch any game anywhere. But he's not wrong, because getting all those I don't know if they still have the rule. They used to have the rule that every team had to be on primetime at least once. They may have gotten rid of that. I'm not dead sure. I'd have to check that again. And they used to throw the bad games, therefore, on Thursday night, you know, because that's when you'd get your bad – I don't want to name bad teams, but that's when you'd get that team. They just plug them in there, and hey, there's your one game. Now shut up and go away for the rest of the year, that sort of thing here. So he's not wrong, but I just think it's a little unfair. But as I say again, the NFL doesn't care. They have lots of unfair things, not just the Thursday night games.
Well, listen, they have I just looking at this quickly, George, they've given you some better games here this year on Thursday. Bills, Dolphins. Now, a lot of them are division games, so you're not going to be happy about it. Jets, Patriots. Cowboys-Giants on a Thursday night, which is surprising that they'd give that game to Amazon, because we know how coveted the Giant-Cowboy game is. That is Thursday night, September 26th at MetLife. Thursday night.
That might be the first Thursday night game for Dallas outside of Thanksgiving, over the week after Thanksgiving, that I can ever remember.
Well, they changed the rule last year, George, so now you can have more than one where you're on short rest. So I know the Steelers had it last year. They had two. So the Cowboys will play the short rest this week, and they'll play the short rest on the Thanksgiving week. Now, week five, Bucks at Falcons, not awful. Supposed to be the two best teams in the NFC South, or, you know, Saints, well, Seahawks, Niners, Broncos, Saints, Rams, Vikings, Jets, Texans, which could be a good game, Jets and the Texans, Bengals, Ravens, good game, but division, Washington, Philadelphia, division, Steelers, Browns, division, then you get Thanksgiving. Week after that's Packers, Lions. So the Cowboys aren't playing that second week, George, this year. They're not doing the double Thursday after Thanksgiving. So that's why you get that. They're actually getting extra rest and playing a Monday night that week against the Bengals. Rams, Niners, Browns, Bengals, and that's it. So the Thursday night schedule, George, is, you know, I think a little bit better than maybe we've seen in some years past, but lots of division games, lots of division.
Obviously, Amazon paid a gazillion dollars, right? And they're trying to do right by Amazon. Or maybe Amazon demanded it as far as the package, right? That wouldn't shock me either. Once again, the NFL is all about money, so that wouldn't shock me. You find it interesting, though, that Dallas and Giants play each other twice this year, both times on Thursday. All right, I wonder if that's a first that's ever happened, right, with two teams here. Because they play each other on Thanksgiving as well. So they'll get short rest going to Giant Stadium, or MetLife, whatever we're calling it nowadays, and short rest going to Jerry's World in Texas.
That is an interesting quirk, George. See, we like interesting quirks in the schedule. And you just
I don't remember that happening before. Either way, I should have a good Thanksgiving.
You should. I hope you should. With the Giants coming to town,
if I don't, my family will not be
a really
happy.
Good Thanksgiving, or that'll be a very frosty Thanksgiving for your family after the game.
They're used to
the
it.
Night session.
They're used to when things don't go well on Thanksgiving. By the way, I'll tell you a quick little story here. My stepfather is Polish, and his mother, who's passed since then, but she didn't speak much English. But she would be in there watching the game with me, and I'm that guy. Oh, you got to be kidding me, you know? And I'd be yelling at the TV, and then she would go to my stepfather, her son, and go, "Does he think they can hear him? He knows they can't hear him, right?" And he would explain, "Oh, he knows. He just feels better yelling at the TV." And he says, "I do it too." He's a Dolphin fan, so you wouldn't like him, Mike.
Some Dolphin fans are okay. Like Joe says he's a Dolphin fan. I think he was a Dolphin fan when he was a kid, but like I don't think he likes the team that much anymore. He hates McDaniel.
He's a big McDaniels fan.
A couple other ones here, George, I want to get your thoughts on. First, Colts are -3.5 in Green Bay. I played a clip of Matt LaFleur on Coast to Coast today with Scotty that he almost is trying to sell you. Like, I don't know why, like, just say, like, he's not playing this week. Like, they said 4 to 6 weeks with this MCL situation that he's going to have going on. I don't know why LaFleur is sitting up there saying, "Well, Malik Willis will be the starter if Jordan can't play." Well, I mean, come on, coach. Like, who are you trying to fool out here? These coaches, George, this stuff drives me nuts when they do this. It's like Shanahan getting his hand caught in a cookie jar with McCaffrey on Monday night, because you know that wasn't on the up and up. As the kids told her on the field after the game, "Yeah, they told me Friday I was starting," and then suddenly they had to walk that back. So these coaches go a little too nuts. But Malik Willis, George, we've seen him enough. It's not like he played a full season. He got a couple games, but that was all we needed to see, George. He can't play. He stinks.
Oh, you get no argument from me. I'm on Indy. All right, I'm on Indy. And I completely agree with you about LaFleur. I mean, oh, really? You really trying to fool people? How about Harbaugh yesterday and today? Oh, well, you'll get the injury report on Wednesday. Well, if we're going to get it on Wednesday and there's no advantage to it, why don't you just tell us? What's going on with Lamar? Why he didn't practice? A personal reason, or he have an injury? I mean, they take it too far. They just take it too far when they do this sort of stuff here. But I'll be on Indy. I didn't love the way they played. I mean, Richardson left a lot of points on the field here, right? He missed Mitchell twice, what should have been easy touchdowns there. It's a sixth NFL game. I guess that should be expected here, but we'll see. We'll see there. But I'll be on Indy here. Green Bay. I mean, luckily their schedule's not brutal here. You lost to Philly. You know, I'm not saying you're definitely going to lose to Indianapolis, but I don't expect you to beat them. Then you get Tennessee and Minnesota, you know, before maybe you can end up still being squeaking out 2-2. But I think it would be, I don't want to say a miracle, that's just a bad word, but it would be pretty good if he could return for week 3. That would still be above expectations. But I think week 4 against Minnesota at home is when I expect him to play.
Man, that would be tough. Like, honestly, week 3, even that seems like that would be very, very tough.
You know, there'll be pressure. There'll be pressure to play. If they lose this week, there's going to be pressure to push him. There's going to be.
Yeah. Well, they're going to lose, George. They're playing Malik Willis. They're going to lose. I just don't – like, I feel like the Colts are even, like, a sneaky, decent knockout team. Like, how are you going to even call it? Like, they have to lose to Malik Willis. Richardson was okay last week. Harper Lee's Sports Grid Radio. We're back after this.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24-7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Harper Lee's Sports Grid Radio, Sirius XM 159. I'm here with you on the 8448. Harper with you. Sans Lisi. Joe's out. George Kurtz in the mix with him. This week, George, there are 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. I think I have that right, George. 6 road favorites this week in the NFL. Pittsburgh, Jets, Colts, Seahawks, Chargers, 49ers. All road favorites. This week, that's a lot, George, for 1 week, especially this early in the season. You know, at least one, maybe even two of those 6, probably gonna lose outright, George. We just got to pick the right ones. Gonna lose outright. You know, it's not going to go. They're not all going to win, George. Not all those home dogs are going to go down without a fight. Somebody's going to step up on Sunday.
All right. So we got to pick a road. Dog to win. Oh, God. I'm Captain Chalk, too, so you're killing me here.
I'm a George. Home dog. You got to pick a home dog. 6 home dogs this week. Which one wins? So the home dogs, like I said, are...
I'm not betting at San Fran, so that's not happening.
Yeah, Minnesota, Carolina, New England.
They have to win, not just cover?
Well... I think you could pick one who you think has the best chance of winning, and then the one you like the best to cover. Green Bay, Tennessee.
Titans, baby.
You know, Denver.
That's the one I'm leaning towards right now. I'm looking at the others right now, but that one I'm leaning towards right now is either Tennessee or, dare I say, Denver? You know,
I don't think Denver's a bad one, George. Let's remember something. Yes, the Steelers won. They kicked 6 field goals. Okay. Denver's defense is good. So that's not why they lost that game in Seattle on Sunday. I could see a similar type game that we just saw the Steelers played in Atlanta. Yep. And it could be another like 15. I think you could get it. Listen, I don't think they'll score a touchdown this week. I think they'll be kept out of the end zone, but I think Denver could beat Pittsburgh on Sunday there. Absolutely.
I think that's the one I would lean to. Like I say, Tennessee getting 3.5 at home against the Jets on a short week, and Jets playing back-to-back road games. Once again, probably shouldn't happen, but is what it is here. So I am probably – I mean, if I had to pick one, those would be my top two.
Pittsburgh, too.
I would go Denver.
Pittsburgh back-to-back road as well. With that. So maybe the teams, George, like we're saying, back-to-back road games, Jets, Steelers, maybe those are the teams that we go after because I'm with you. I don't really want to go after the 49ers. Certainly not going to back the Panthers again. There'll be no backing the Panthers after Joe dragged us all in with the Panthers last week and Alice and all of his nonsense. So we won't be going there. What about the Pats at home? Or do you think that was a one-off, what they did to Cincinnati last week? Was that more Cincinnati? Or do you think every Patriot game is going to be like that this year, where it's like, we're going to run it, and we're going to play good D, and we're going to try to win.
That's what they have to do.
That's what they got to do to win.
I think the Patriots played exactly how they have to play. All right, we're going to run the ball with Stevenson. We're going to try and kill clock, and not make the mistake in the fourth quarter. Right, and be that team. No, don't turn the ball over. Cincinnati turned the ball over. What was the – was it Kosicki or whoever was running in for a touchdown? They got the ball punched out right at the one-yard line.
Yep.
That's your bowl game. That's your bowl game right there. I think Seattle's a little bit of an underrated team too. So here you go, Cam. All right. And doesn't Cam get – from a survivor, Cam talked me into Seattle last week. All right, although my other team was New Orleans. Either way, I was going to win, so we were okay there. But I think they would probably be the third team. If you told me my top three, New England might be that third team. But I kind of like Denver and Tennessee more here. Listen, it's also this, Mike. I'm on New England's under, what are they? Was it 3.5, 4.5 wins, whatever it was this year?
I am big time on the under. Yeah.
I think it was 4.5. Yeah.
That didn't help. That didn't help on Sunday, that win in Cincinnati. So now you need him to roll off a bunch of losses here to make us feel a little bit better about it. Because I still think, like, even as bad as I think they'll beat the Jets once this year, because it seems like they always beat the Jets. So I think they'll get a win over the Jets at some point. So,
listen, they play the Bills. Division games are always tricky. No matter how bad you are, division games are always tricky. These teams know each other so well.
Last year, they beat the Bills in a game. So it is not impossible. That's for sure, George. All right, let me give you a little update here on what's going on. The late night games are underway. Here in baseball, Orioles in the top of the ninth are up 5-3 on the Red Sox. They go to the bottom of the eighth in Toronto. The Jays are up 6-2. Twins now up 10-4 on the Angels, smashing them. Reds up 3-0 on the Cards. A's lead the Astros 2-0. So JP Sears and Roebuck pitching great tonight for Oakland. Padres Mariners underway scoreless. Rangers Diamondbacks underway scoreless. Brewers up 1-0 on the Giants already, and they've got first and third one out as they are looking to extend. The Yankees were shut out by Kansas City. Only 3 hits tonight, George. Very disappointing in that. Are they playing what are they playing, George? Afternoon tomorrow? Oh no, night. So no afternoon getaway. They're playing at night against the Royals, and then they have the Red Sox for 4 this weekend at the stadium. Starting on Thursday night, as the Brewers continue to round the bases, it looks like they're going to add a couple more to the tally here, at least one more.
We're on Milwaukee. Go Milwaukee.
You're on Milwaukee, huh, George? You're back in the Brewers?
Yeah, I have a tendency to pick against San Fran. It wasn't a big play here. Let's not get out of bounds here. But I am on Milwaukee tonight. I think I took something in every game, other than maybe one. I didn't touch the Arizona game. That was the one game I didn't touch. Okay. Everything else, I have at least a little play on tonight.
The Tigers won, Pirates won, Phillies won, Braves won, Cubs and Dodgers. Carver Lisi, Sports Grid Radio, George in for Joe. We're back on the grid right after this.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Great to have you with us here on the grid. Carver Sands, Lisi, Joe out, George Kurtz in. All right, George, rapid fire here for a couple of these other ones. The Sunday night game is in Houston. The Bears won. Caleb Williams threw for like 90 yards. They won because they blocked a punt return for a touchdown. They had a defensive pick six. They had their defense basically ruled the day because Will Levis was pathetic and the Titan offense. Now they go to Houston. They're getting 6.5 for 45.5 total. They play like that again. They ain't going to get bailed out by bad quarterback play this week down in H-Town.
This, at the very least, is a teaser, right? I can get this down the way just to get the Houston to win the game here. But as you said here, ain't no way I'm betting the Bears. All right, so either I will have this in a teaser. I can guarantee you that. And odds are come Sunday night, I'm taking the Houston Texans straight up to win as well.
Yeah, that's got to be the way to go with this. Bears, listen, not impressed with the offense, and the offense is going to have to get it going at some point. Giants' gutless performance at home against Minnesota into Washington, where I didn't think, you know, look, Daniels did a lot with his legs, George, which I think was expected. He didn't get to do much with his arm. Tampa kind of throttled him a little bit there. We were saying the other day, like, he can't take some of the hits he's taken. You know, he's not built like Josh Allen. He's got to be very careful because he's running around. He's trying to make plays, but he's taking some big hits. Somebody's got to win this game, George. Where do you side with here?
Commanders? All right. This is the reason why we have Sunday ticket, boys and girls, because I don't want to be forced to watch this game on a Sunday afternoon. All right. This will be on one of those smallest TVs I have that I don't pay attention to. Give me the Commanders here. They're already talking about replacing Daniel Jones. It's week one or week two now. Unbelievable. Washington.
And there's a debate, George, about who it should be. Like, you know, obviously they signed Drew Lock to really be the backup, but you still have the maniacs that want the Tommy Cutlets to play. Over him, which I just cannot figure out for the life of me why they want to watch that guy play football. It makes no sense at all. Cleveland awful with Watson into Jacksonville, who really blew that game against Miami last week. 3.5. The hook's very tricky here, but Watson was so bad. George, do you expect a big performance out of them here on the road?
He's been bad for years now. We haven't seen him be good since Houston. No.
He's been bad since he's been there. That's
Jacksonville
sure.
Gave that game away. They gave that game away to Miami. Etienne, once again, fumbles at the one-yard line while he's going in for a touchdown. Great play by Manuel. It's still a fumble nonetheless. No, give me the Jags. Until Njoku, high ankle. Until I see something from Cleveland, no, give me the Jaguars.
Chiefs going to go to 2-0 with Cincinnati. Cincinnati's another team, George, that and I know they always start slow, so it's hard to say that it's unraveling quickly because they always bounce back. I think Taylor's what? He's 1-10 now in the first 2 weeks of the season. He's staring at 1-11 here on Sunday in Arrowhead.
Not where you want to go if you need to get a W, right? Go to Taylor Swift and company there. I know. I mean, I thought this would be one of the better games when you first saw the schedule, but everything says no here. I don't think T. Higgins plays either. I don't think T's back this week. I don't. No, give me the Chiefs.
I think that's their biggest issue right now, George, is even, you know, look, both of these guys, every time that they're hurt, they're going to say, is this a contract thing, right?
Yep. With
Higgins and Ja'Marr Chase. And you listen to Ja'Marr Chase after the game the other day and even on Friday when he talked for the first time in months, I would believe it's a contract thing with him if there's ever any time that he's not playing, because he seems like he's very upset that he has not been paid yet, which is tough when you have not 1, 2 years left on your deal. Tough to do when you have 2 years left, which is what Chase is trying to do with them. Not a good scene. Jock Peterson homer for the Snakes here to get things cooking. So 1-0 Arizona out of the gates there. And don't tell me that, oh, Chapman off the wall. I thought he had one for the Giants there, although George needs the Brewers who are up 2-0. Now make it 2-1. As Ramos is going to come home off of that double. George, tremendous job, as always. I will see you back next Tuesday with this great job by Hit for Bell. Joe is going to be back tomorrow night. Carver and Lisi, Sports Grid Radio. Catch some tickets. See you tomorrow on the grid.